This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another post from r/AmITheBootyHole, the subreddit where people post scenarios and commenters decide who's at fault. Today's post, am I the booty hole for not allowing my friend to bring her service animal, a guide dog, to my wedding? I'm 28 years old, and I will be getting married in September. I have a blind friend who mostly relies on her guide dog. The dog obviously has access rights to all places. Now, I am in a sticky situation, and I can sense that I will be the booty hole. I have three chronic illnesses that I take 23 pills a day for: severe asthma and, you guessed it, an extremely severe dog allergy. Usually, when I meet with my friend, we meet in the open, and I take two allergy pills. However, because of all the other medication I take, these pills make me extremely drowsy to the point where I am officially not allowed to drive, and I usually crash as soon as I get home from our get-togethers. Our wedding will be very intimate, meaning we will be in relatively small rooms. I feel horrible about this, but I don't think I can let my friend bring her dog. It just wouldn't work. I talked about it with my fiancé and some friends. Finally, I talked to my friend about it, explained the situation, and said I would love her to come, but she can't bring her dog. I said that four of our mutual friends had offered to be on a roster and assist her should she need it. Alternatively, if she is not comfortable with this, she could bring a person of her choosing to the wedding, or I'd pay for a professional aide for the day. I think it is important to note that her dog is not for any additional issues like seizures or anything like that. Unfortunately, she was less than happy with my suggestions. She accused me of being ableist and thinking her disability can be switched off for the day. I understand what I asked for was a lot, and it is a difficult topic. I told her to tell me if she changes her mind, and I'd be happy to make arrangements. But I won't budge. No booty holes here. I was so ready to label you a booty hole after reading the title, but I think you have extenuating circumstances for not wanting a service dog, or any dog, at your wedding. I can also understand why your friend would be upset. This probably isn't the first time someone has tried to stop her from bringing her service dog somewhere. Agree completely. I was thinking, no way she isn't the booty hole, but I think a severe allergy is pretty legit, unless the dog is a hypoallergenic type breed, which even then it isn't foolproof. OP, it sounds like you've gone out of your way to try to make sure she can still be included without the service dog. Maybe give her some time. Start off with, if you weren't allergic, then you'd absolutely have no problem with it being there. But with the venue type and other offers of aid, then unfortunately, they just may not come. Also, I know you said it doesn't provide anything else other than helping aid with sight, but you have to realize that a guide dog for the blind also allows a huge sense of freedom and independence for them too. I do think they should suck it up for the day, but also understand if she's just not willing to give that up and opts out of the wedding. No booty holes here. I think this is just a misunderstanding. Your chronic illnesses and allergies are a disability too. I can understand why your friend would be opposed to going without the guide dog she is used to, and I also get that you wouldn't want to be asleep or severely drowsy on your wedding day. I would talk to your friend more and see if any of the other solutions you mentioned could work, or see if either of you could come up with any more options. I feel bad for both of you and your friend. This is a difficult situation. Not the booty hole. Did you tell her your illnesses can't be turned off for a day? This, the friend may be frustrated, but she's being so hypocritical and inconsiderate. She, a person with a disability, is really calling OP, a person with a disability, ableist because OP wants to enjoy her own wedding day? This, not the booty hole. I don't understand those no booty hole here votes. The friend is a booty hole for the way they reacted. The non-booty hole responses would have been either, I understand, here's what I would like to do when I can't bring my dog, or, sorry, I won't be able to come then, but I'm still so happy for you and want you to enjoy your day. I mean, I understand they probably have to deal with a lot of stupid people who are ignorant and inconsiderate. Just watch Molly Burke's YouTube video on what she has to do to be able to take an Uber somewhere with her guide dog. It's heartbreaking. But it doesn't mean it's okay to be inconsiderate towards everyone else, especially a good friend who has done her best to accommodate you, not only for the wedding, but in the past too. Hey, blind person with a guide dog here. Your friend is being unreasonable in this very particular situation. The professional aid you're referring to is called a sight guide, and they are trained to assist while being as non-intrusive as possible. If I was going to go to a wedding and couldn't bring my dog for the same reasons you stated above, I would be worried too. However, I would also be able to understand the circumstances and that you're not being ableist or cruel. It might be that she is worried about leaving the dog unattended, so perhaps helping her find a sitter for the day would calm her nerves? Either way, you are not the booty hole because your severe allergy is a disability that is just as valid as hers. Not the booty hole. Update. Some of you may remember my post. Well, since I have gotten married, we decided to get married sooner than we planned because the situation was good where we live and we didn't want to risk having to cancel if the numbers spike. Before I took your advice and called my friend, I explained how my severe allergies are once again and told her how I really want to be able to enjoy my wedding day. I apologized for making suggestions and not simply asking her, and said she is welcome to bring up any ideas that would help her being able to attend. She told me she still wanted to. That do not include her dog. She was adamant that it was her dog or nothing. While disappointed, I was prepared for that and told her that would not be possible and that she will be missed at the wedding. We sent out the new invitations with a new date and simply didn't invite her, so technically she wasn't uninvited. Some of our mutual friends that are in the wedding told me that she'd asked them not to attend in solidarity, but luckily they all thought that was ridiculous. We had a beautiful wedding and spent our honeymoon in the Flinders Ranges, which I can only recommend. As for my friend, I'm open to reconciliation, but she will have to make the first step. So that's it. While it didn't go as I hoped it would, I'm still in a happy place, now enjoying my life as a married woman. She'd asked them not to attend in solidarity. If there was any doubt about your friend, this cleared things up. I'm happy you got to enjoy your wedding day. Congratulations. And that's gonna wrap up today's post. Let us know your thoughts about this one in the comments below. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/amithebootyhole and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Hey everyone, we hope you're enjoying our readings of popular Reddit posts. We love providing this service so that you can listen to these podcasts to pass the time, to fall asleep to, or to be entertained while still staying safe on your commute to work. We love to have the freedom to cover even more posts, but the recording and editing is time-consuming work and doesn't pay the bills. If you feel you're getting regular value out of these episodes, please consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You can donate easily by visiting anchor.fm/redditreaders and clicking on Support This Podcast. Every little bit helps, even if it's just enough to cover our morning cup of coffee. As always, thank you so much for listening.